Welcome back to Two Voodoos and a Friend. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your other host, Micah. And today, we have a very special guest for our very special 10th anniversary episode, Benny Schleifer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. So, yeah, we're celebrating 10 episodes today. If you're an avid listener who's listened to all 10 episodes, congratulations.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you. And we're going to get right into it today, like always. We're going to be playing some Would You Rather Fast Food Edition. So the Would You Rathers are McDonald's or Wendy's, Taco Bell or Taco Time, Chick-fil-A or Cane's, and Dairy Queen or Baskin-Robbins.
We got some heat today.
Things might get a little controversial. So we'll see.
Which one are we starting out? Who wants to start off? How about this 10th episode?
Should we all do, the first one, or should we do all of our rankings and then?
Honestly, let's just do the first one. Yeah.
Okay. All so, right. Who wants to start us off, McDonald's or Wendy's?
I think Ben should start us off as the guest. Benjamin. Come on now.
I'm a McDonald's guy, so I gotta go with McDonald's. I love their McFlurries. I'm all about the McFlurry.
Flurries are pretty good. They're pretty good. I don't really mess with Wendy's that much. I don't eat it that much, but, like, McDonald's nuggets and fries, really good. But I think McDonald's might have the worst burger in America. So
McDonald's, which one?
Like McDonald's just have the worst burgers.
You really think so?
Yeah,
McDonald's burgers are pretty good.
Wendy's are probably better.
I mean, if you're saying okay, first of all, I disagree. First of all,
okay,
I would say the Big Mac is muy delicioso.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I think like. Most people are just going to jump to McDonald's because it's the most popular.
Yeah.
But the Wendy's, like, their Frosties are probably better than McDonald's McFlurries.
I agree.
And I think, I don't know, the last time you've tried Wendy's fries, they had this new fry campaign. They were a little bit more salty, and they were pretty tasty. I think Wendy's, on a good day, can compete with McDonald's. I think McDonald's, the Big Mac is pretty good, and McDonald's does have better nuggets, so it kind of depends on the order.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know, but let's spice things up. I'm going to go Wendy's.
Okay.
Okay, Big
Mac. Honestly, if I had them next to each other, I think I probably would pick Wendy's because McDonald's doesn't have spicy nuggets. Wendy has spicy nuggets.
Ooh, that's true.
And they're good. I've had those. They're good. Their fries are also good. They're good flavor, good crispiness.
They've really upgraded their fry game.
Yeah.
They're a little salty, but like they can definitely compete with McDonald's, yeah.
I feel like McDonald's is the ruler though. They have the perfect amount of salt, perfect amount of crunch.
It's a close one.
Fries, I might have to go McDonald's.
But. Yeah, I love McDonald's fries.
Yeah, the gas. All right. Next two.
So Wendy's, McDonald's.
Yeah.
All
right, bet. So the next one is Taco Bell or Taco Time?
Ooh, the two
Do
tacos.
Do you guys
I think
it's that often.
Easy.
This one's pretty easy.
Taco Bell.
Not all the
even
way.
Close.
Really?
I feel like Taco Time is just like, who goes to Taco Time? Like
me. I love Taco Time.
I think Taco Bell might have some of the best like fast food, like the best tasting fast food. Even though it looks like and smells horrendous, it might be the best tasting fast food.
I love the Baja Blast.
Baja Blast. Okay. Gas. Chalupa. Gas. Doritos Locos. Gas.
Were you there when I got to Taco Bell that one time?
Yeah, at Theo's house,
Crunchwrap Supreme. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like, I definitely feel Taco Time is more fresh, and I think Taco Time is,
probably, I don't know.
I think it's also healthier, too, but I think if Taco Time, like, Taco Bell is a lot more innovative, and they have a lot, like, cooler menu items, but also, let me ask you this. What is your Taco Time order, if you've ever been. Have you even ever been to Taco Time?
No.
So how do you know it's not good?
Well, I mean, because, like, why would I ever want to go to Taco Time?
When you can go to Taco Bell.
I genuinely think you'd be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, probably, but, like, okay. I'm going to be honest, I'm not the biggest
silence,
Taco Bell
silence,
guy.
Silence. I get this, like, crispy burrito from Taco Time.
Like chimichanga.
It's just, like, a burrito, but I think they fry it maybe, and it has like little crispy bits of beef at the end.
Okay.
I'm just kind of describing it bad. It's actually pretty good tasting.
Yeah.
And so I think if you get that at Taco Time, I think that's better than almost anything you can get at the Taco Bell menu.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't eat Taco Bell that much, but like I don't eat it that much, but I feel like their like specials are really good. Their nacho fries are great.
Yeah. They're good for different reasons.
I saw like they had this thing called a great crispinata. Like, have you seen that? Like a crispinata? It looks pretty good.
Nah.
It was like a few weeks ago they had it, but I didn't get to try it. So Ben, what do you think?
Taco Bell for sure. Come on now.
All right.
So good.
All right.
So the next one is Chick-fil-A or Cane's. I feel like this one might get controversial.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
You want to start us up, Sam?
Yeah, I'll start us off. So I think Cane's is great. I really do. I really think it's great, but their sauce carries.
Oh.
It's like not, like their chicken is good.
Now, do you know what carries? Their coleslaw. Trust.
The Chick-fil-A chicken sauce combo is better than Cane's.
Okay, let me ask Cane's you a question. Okay, before we even get into the chicken, let's talk about what's really important.
The sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce or Cane's sauce?
Cane's sauce, Cane's definitely. Sauce. But the thing about Cane's sauce, it wouldn't go as well with
Chick-fil-A.
With Chick-fil-A. They're all good for different reasons.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce is like more sweet and like mustardy. Cane's sauce is more peppery.
Yeah. I feel like Chick-fil-A sauce is kind of like heavier, like a lot heavier. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm gonna take Chick-fil-A just because also their menu is way bigger. I think the chicken sandwich is better. Have you had the chicken biscuit before? I don't know if you had the chicken biscuit. It's like a breakfast menu item. It's so good.
I do, yeah. God. I mean, this is a tough one, but I think I have to go. I think I have to go Cane's is pretty good.
I don't know. The toast is good, too. That's
the toast.
The toast
my God.
The fries are underrated. They're good.
Toast is so good.
They have good fries. Yeah.
They have solid fries.
I mean, really, it's just the chicken. Like, it's so basic. They have the same thing, like, in just in different quantities. That's the only thing they have.
Yeah.
They have chicken, sauce, fries, and a pretty good lemonade. And I think the simplicity of it is genius, and I feel like that's why I got to go Cane's for this one. Like,
I agree with you, Micah. I would say Cane's.
I think this is the matchup of the day.
Yeah,
I think if it Boom. Was a 7-game series, this would definitely go to game 7, and I think
100%.
My
this
opinion,
is the finals right
I
here.
I think the, like, just to having that chicken sandwich, top of its class, chicken nugget, top of its class, chicken tenders, I don't know if they're top of its class, but Chick-fil-A has so many items that top, like, they're like
Sam, think
MVP
about it. Think
players.
About this real quick. You can get Chick-fil-A whenever you want, just because in Washington we have a lot of locations. But Cane's is a special experience.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to embrace
it
when you get
Cane's. I don't think that makes it better, though. There's restaurants.
It makes it so much better.
No, there's
because
restaurants,
the
like,
you're craving the Cane's sauce.
Hold up. The thing is, like, I thought In-N-Out was going to be amazing because, like, they don't have it in Washington.
Yeah.
And I hated it. It was kind of gross.
Okay.
It was like
okay,
the most
good
mid burgers of all time.
It's good.
No, it's not.
In-N-Out is good.
What is wrong with your taste?
In-N-Out is definitely good. It's definitely good, but I feel like it is just like blown way out of proportion just because, like. So, final verdict is I'm going to go Chick-fil-A. You guys are going to go Ken. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right.
I mean, the frozen lemonade at Chick-fil-A, though.
Honestly, never had that.
You've never had
it? It's so good.
You're in for a sweet treat if you try it.
Honestly, should we get Chick-fil-A
next
week?
A sweet surprise.
Yeah, maybe, like,
maybe we have a taste
as
test.
A little reward for us putting up 10 weeks of
outstanding podcast.
Outstanding podcast. I think we deserve a little reward of door dashing some Chick-fil-A to the studio.
That sounds great.
All right. Sounds good. All right, the next one is a little bit of desserts. It's Dairy Queen or Baskin-Robbins.
Okay.
This is a tough matchup.
I think this is like
Baskin-Robbins, dude. Like,
yeah.
What happened to it on the island?
I know.
Why not?
It's actually pretty tragic because that was a great place.
That was a great place.
And the new place isn't bad, but it's not the same.
It's just not Baskin-Robbins.
Is it like the boba place?
Yeah, they have boba and ice cream. I actually really like the idea of boba and ice cream, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I still miss Baskin Robbins.
Yeah. But off the point, I think the Dairy Queen Blizzard is top of its class, one of the best fast food desserts there is.
That's one of my favorites.
So I'm taking Dairy Queen just because, like, have you guys had their dipped cones? I've never had one.
They're so good.
I think I have, yeah.
I have.
Yeah,
their cookies and cream blizzard is might be my favorite ice cream. Like, it's just so good.
Maybe we also need a DoorDash some Dairy Queen sometime. Ooh. Because I've only had, like, Dairy Queen, like, so rarely. Good.
Yeah, I only get it when I come back from, like, skiing or something. Like, really random times.
Yeah. I mean, we really just don't have the one that close to here, but,
yeah.
Like,
there's one in Factoria.
There's one in Factoria, yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. It's next to, like, a car dealership.
Speaking of ice cream, I feel like Cold Stone is better than all of those.
I feel like Molly Moons is probably the best.
Molly Moons is really good.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the topic of dessert, Hello Robin cookies. They have ice cream, too.
Yeah, they have Molly Moon's ice cream.
They do have Molly Moon's ice cream, yeah.
So good.
I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I'd go Cold Stone over Molly Moon's. Hey, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cold Stone's pretty good.
I don't go to Cold Stone that much, but they have, like, the mix-ins, which is really good. Yeah,
and it's kind of fun to watch. It's a better experience, and you kind of get to make your own, like, combination.
And Molly Moon's is also taxing. It's $7 per cone.
It is maybe taxing.
Yeah.
All right. Should I do the fun fact of the day today?
Yeah, let's see the fun fact of the day.
Okay. Fun fact of the day. Noodles didn't originate from Italy. Asian noodles are the true ancestors of pasta, and it's a common belief that Marco Polo introduced the dish to Italy.
Wow.
That's interesting. I never knew that.
I didn't even know Marco Polo was a real person.
He's a real person.
That's very cool.
It's because I'm pretty sure, like, they were looking for Marco Polo, and that's why they play a game where you're looking and saying Marco Polo.
Because
he was, like, maybe traveling.
I get ya.
It's like Marco Polo.
Marco Polo. Actually, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I know the game originated from him. I don't know why.
All right.
I know he was a traveler, too.
That's a fun fact.
All right. So the next segment is we're going to be drafting the perfect school lunch.
Okay. Okay, I see you.
School, okay.
I don't know.
And this can be, like, a lunch from home. Like, what would you bring in your lunch? Or, I mean, if you're a big hot lunch guy, like, you could...
Yeah.
You could get things from the hot lunch, too. Yeah. But really, just
perfect lunch.
Yeah.
Perfect lunch.
All right.
Micah, you start us off.
Okay,
I'm going to start us off. I'm going to go a really nice peanut butter and jelly on some, like, thick white bread, good grape jelly, good smooth peanut butter. And then I'm going to go for my beverage of choice. I'm gonna go a strawberry milk.
Strawberry milk, very interesting choice.
Those Fairlifes we have at the school.
Yes.
Fairlife,
yeah. Those are tasty. Those are tasty.
I think the chocolate milk is better.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
I don't disagree necessarily.
Yeah.
All right. And I think I need, like, something to snack on too. So I'm gonna go maybe, like, two Oreos. This is kind of unhealthy already, but...
Yeah.
So, two Oreos, and then I'm maybe gonna go, like...
Just build the perfect, like, the best day, best lunch you'd have.
I know. This is, like, on your birthday, you get this meal. And then maybe, like, some, like, leftovers from your birthday dinner. My family normally goes to, like, Din Tai Fung on birthdays, so maybe, like, some leftover Din Tai Fung.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right. That's my perfect.
That's some good.
That's like a solid.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. This is my perfect
one. I thought I delivered. I don't know. We'll see.
My perfect one, I like PB&Js on white bread, but I think I'm going to go crispy, like sourdough, or like a baguette.
Ooh, crispy. All right.
And then like an Italian style sandwich. I don't know.
Do you know what's good I've been like messing with lately?
What?
Caprese sandwiches.
Tomato, mozzarella,
some balsamic, some, like, it's not lettuce, but what's the leaf on it?
Arugula. Basil. Yeah.
Basil in that sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had it a couple times recently, just randomly, and it's been tasty.
Yeah. I just usually just go, like, the bread, the baguette, then prosciutto,
and then some cheese.
After prosciutto and cheese, I think I'll go balsamic too, and then probably like a type of little vegetable, like arugula or lettuce. I don't know. And then for my snack, I'll go salt and vinegar chips.
Salt and vinegar chips. Chips weren't even on my radar.
Honestly,
what am I doing?
Not salt and vinegar chips. The best chip in the game, Kettle. You know the brand Kettle.
Yeah,
I love
Kettle salt and pepper chips. Best chip in the game.
We're on the topic of chips. Do you remember like those chips that we got one time at QFC, and they were like, extremely expensive. They were
Torres chips. Yes.
They were like $15 for a bag of chips or something.
They're like truffle flavored.
I know they were like truffle flavored. I think they had like a meat chip.
Yeah, ham. It was a ham flavored chip.
I think I remember
that. Sounds disgusting, but it was so good. It was like fancy. It was an Italian chip.
It was like the
chip.
Bacon.
They're like really like.
I swear it's like bacon
yeah.
skin chips.
Yeah, it was so good.
Called jamon chips. I had them in Spain.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I'll go apple and then blackberry Izzy as my best from school. Like the blackberry.
That's a great pull.
That's a good.
Yeah.
That's a great pull.
Yeah. All right, Ben, finish it off.
All right. Finish us off. I think I'm going to have to go with like an Italian sub from Jimmy John's.
Yeah,
Jimmy
pretty
John's.
Good.
Good.
You can't
that's
really good. Go wrong with it, and yeah. it makes me feel good. It tastes very
Their
good,
bread
very
is
filling.
So good.
And then from school, I think I would get one of those strawberry milks, like Micah said, and then maybe some Cheez-Its with it too.
All right. I see you. Do you guys know what Potbelly is?
Yeah,
I love.
I go there all the time. It's so good.
I think it's better than Jimmy John's because it has hot sandwiches. Yeah. Not even close, actually.
Actually, yeah, they're not even in the same game.
Apparently, they have milkshakes now.
I didn't know that. Yeah, you've never know they have milkshakes.
I don't know because I always just would get a hot sandwich.
The strawberry milkshake from there is so delicious.
Yeah,
they have like it's like the strawberry milkshake, and then on the straw they have like these circular cookies they put on the straw.
Oh my god.
So good.
So good.
All right. So back to the topic of our 10th episode anniversary, we are going to talk about like some cake flavors, kind of like an anniversary cake maybe.
Yeah.
What are you guys' top 3 cake flavors?
I'll start us off. Pretty big in variety, but I think like we're talking types of cake and like different like everything. So I'll go number 3, an ice cream cake. Pretty simple, pretty classic, pretty good. Oh, cookies and cream ice cream cake. There it is.
That's an innovative
pick. Yeah.
Pick, yeah.
I was thinking.
I think we all had that on our list.
And then I'm going to go chocolate cake, and then either buttercream or just whipped cream, just like classic. And then finish it off, vanilla with whipped cream. Classic. Just as simple as it gets.
With whipped cream? Don't you mean like a buttercream?
I like whipped cream more.
Like a frosting?
Whipped cream frosting?
No, like whipped cream. You know,
Just whipped cream?
Whipped cream, yeah.
On a cake?
On a cake.
I don't know about that one.
I like buttercream too, but I think it's more
I think that's actually the L take of the day.
You guys don't like whipped cream?
Regular vanilla cake with whipped cream as your top 3 cake?
Yeah, with maybe some strawberries on top or Oreos on top.
I feel like if I'm in that realm, I might want to do like an angel food cake with whipped cream and like strawberries.
Yeah.
So That's where my head was at.
All right, give us your top 3. Let's see it.
All right, I'm going to go cheesecake with strawberries on top, a nice little strawberry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go like those strawberries are like the sweet strawberries.
Yeah, the macerated ones, yeah.
And then I'm going to go a like Oreo ice cream cake. Speaking of Baskin Robbins, they made a great one.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember getting like those cakes on your birthday?
They
had
like the mini
the designed
ones.
Cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Those are so good.
I'm reminiscing right now.
Yeah.
Reminiscing.
Yes.
Reminiscing.
All right. And then I'm going to have to go my grandma makes this lemon cake. It's so good.
Okay, I feel like that might be the L take of a day.
No, it's not.
Lemon
it's not.
I get that. I feel like grandma's cakes
okay,
just
grandma
hit
probably hits, yeah, but
bro, okay.
Lemon flavored desserts
I'm
are
not,
the worst.
No, they're not. I actually am a big fan of lemon
desserts. Not if your grandma makes it.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Okay, it's like this. It's not like what the lemon cake you're thinking
of. You know what we haven't talked about?
What are we
grandma,
not talking about?
Grandma. Grandpa's pancakes, man.
Grandpa's pancakes. Oh, my God. That also brings me back. Those are some amazing.
I mean, that was on my list.
Yeah,
I
actually never tried your grandpa's pancakes. I've had the recipe.
Have you not?
They're pretty special.
They're
the
incredible.
Recipe
do you want to give us a little like run through of grandpa's pancakes for our viewers?
Yeah. All
right.
Or is it like is that like the secret formula? Is that
there's a secret.
Is that
formula,
the Krabby Patty?
I can run through without
it it has vanilla sugar.
That's part of the process, but it does not.
That's like the Krabby Patty secret formula.
Does not fulfill the.
I don't know if he can be telling us that.
Yeah.
Pretty much, we started off with Snoqualmie Falls pancake powder, batter.
Yeah.
And then follow the instructions all the way, but the way he cooks it is special. Make sure to put oil on the pan, and then once you put it on the pan, put butter around it, so it gets a nice crust.
That's essential.
Okay, so
make sure to add chocolate chips in it. Chocolate chips, flip till it's golden brown, and you're done. I mean, my grandpa put some special stuff in there, aka the Krabby Patty special sauce.
Yeah.
No one can really know about that just because it makes it taste amazing. But if you follow those instructions, you'll have yourself a beautiful pancake. All
right.
All right.
So do you want to give us your top three cake flavors?
Yeah. So number one, I'm going to go with that Oreo ice cream cake I used to get from Baskin-Robbins.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Delicious. Number two, just all chocolate cake, maybe some vanilla frosting on top.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with that. And I'm not, like, a big cake guy, but...
Yeah, same, honestly.
Number three, I'm just going to have to go, like, a birthday cake-flavored cake. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, confetti.
It's like confetti. I like it for the looks, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like a birthday cake.
Well, hold up. Right before we end the episode, have you seen those cakes where you cut them open and they're filled with sprinkles?
Yeah. I know, those are amazing.
I had that, like, not too long ago for my brother's younger birthday. It was so good.
Actually?
They look amazing.
It was just, like, fun, too, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe I posted that on the Instagram. It was
Oh yeah, I did see that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, thanks.
Thank you for coming on the show, Ben.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, 10th anniversary episode.
And we appreciate you tuning in for our viewers. This has been Two Foodies and a Friend.